Chapter 9, Equipment for Service.
Let our people show that they have a living interest in medical missionary work. Let them prepare themselves for usefulness by studying the books that have been written for our instruction in these lines. These books deserve much more attention and appreciation than they have received. Much that is for the benefit of all to understand has been written for the special purpose of instruction in the principles of health. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 63. Our Sabbath-keeping families should keep their minds filled with helpful principles of health reform and other lines of truth that they may be a help to their neighbors. Be practical missionaries. Gather up all the knowledge possible that will help to combat disease. This may be done by those who are diligent students. But few can take a course of training in our medical institutions. But all can study our health literature and become intelligent on this important subject. Medical Ministry, page 320. A solemn warning. Let the church arise and shine. Let every family practice self-denial, doing all they can to improve their own condition. Those who are truly on the Lord's side will be self-denying and self-sacrificing. They will eat and drink to the glory of God, refusing to corrupt soul and body by intemperance. Then the condition of the church will testify that her light has not been removed. But if church members do not act the part God has assigned them, the movement of health reform will go on without them, and it will be seen that God has removed their candlestick out of its place. Those who refuse to receive and practice the light will be left in the background. Manuscript 78, 1900. The only medium for character building. The body is the only medium through which the mind and the soul are developed for the upbuilding of character. Hence, it is that the adversary of souls directs his temptations to the enfeebling and degrading of the physical powers. His success here means the surrender to evil of the whole being. The tendencies of our physical nature, unless under the dominion of a higher power, will surely work ruin and death. Ministry of Healing, page 130. Sinful indulgence defiles the body and unfits men for spiritual worship. He who cherishes the light which God has given him upon health reform has an important aid in the work of becoming sanctified through the truth and fitted for immortality. But if he disregards that light and lives in violation of natural law, he must pay the penalty. His spiritual powers are benumbed, and how can he be perfect holiness in the fear of God? Christian Temperance and Bible Hygiene, page 10. Humility and Love. By the sacrifice of Christ, every provision has been made for believers to receive all things that pertain to life and godliness. God calls upon us to reach the highest standard of glory and virtue. He who desires to rise to true greatness must walk humbly before God, not with a forced humility, but with a genuine sense of his own efficiency and of God's greatness. He is to strive earnestly to make the soul and temple a place where God delights to dwell. He whose heart God touches is filled with a great love for those who have never heard the truth. Their condition impresses him with a sense of personal woe. Taking his life in his hand, he hurries away, a God-sent, God-inspired messenger to do the work in which angels can cooperate. Manuscript 73, 1901. Meeting God at the altar of self-sacrifice. At the altar of self-sacrifice, the appointed place of meeting between God and the soul, we receive from the hand of God the celestial torch, which searches the heart, revealing its great need of an abiding Christ. Manuscript 9, 1899. The completeness of Christian character is attained when the impulse to help and bless others springs constantly from within. When the sunshine of heaven fills the heart and is expressed in the countenance. Manuscript 108, 1899. The highest service. When men and women have formed characters which God can endorse, when their self-denial and self-sacrifice have been fully made, when they are ready for the final test, ready to be introduced into God's family, what service will stand highest in the estimation of him who gave himself a willing offering to save a guilty race? What enterprise will be most dear to the heart of infinite love? What work will bring the greatest satisfaction and joy to the Father and the Son? The salvation of perishing souls.